Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
for listening in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 2012 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thanks for listening to the show. The number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Today is Free for All Friday, so all lines are open for you guys to call into the show. You can talk about whatever topic you want to. I don't care what it is, from sports to bubblegum chewing. I don't care. Today is Free for All Friday. It's your show. Call in. Even if you just want to call and say hello, I don't mind. Okay? Call into the show, 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook daily. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. It's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of your page there, and on your Facebook page, go to the top of the page and type in the search box, type 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. And the show page up there, and you can send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? I send out show notes daily there on Twitter and Facebook. So I've been doing something new. Excuse me. I've been doing something new with that. I used to send it out about a half hour to 45 minutes before the show. What I've been doing lately, I've been trying to get it out about a couple hours before the show, and then get it out again about 45 minutes to 30 minutes before the show. And, you know, trying to see if that works as far as picking up more listeners. I have a great host of listeners right now, but I don't mind having more, because I know I'm putting out a message there, and even if it just gets to one person, and I've helped someone. But the more people, the more my message will help, the more people will call in to the show, the more people that are listening to the show, and we all win. It's a win-win-win situation here, okay? And tonight's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes or personal accounting, or whether it's corporate taxes or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs. 770-732-0244. And before we get into the show, guys, just a little bit of news. I've been trying to dump out a little news every day before I get into my show. But I don't know if you guys have been following the Olympics, but just a while ago, maybe an hour ago or less, the United States men basketball team beat Argentina today to move on to the gold medal game on Sunday. On Sunday, they'll be playing Spain for the gold medal. Now, Spain's got a pretty good team. They got the Gasol brothers. But I believe that we got just a little bit too much firepower for anybody in the Olympics this year. So I think we're going to bring home the gold. again this year for the men's basketball. Now, the women also, they're going to play on Saturday for the gold medal. I'm not real positive about who they'll be playing on Saturday, but they're going to be playing on Saturday for the gold medal. So so watch the men and the women. The women play tomorrow, and the men play on Sunday. So check them out. And the women hadn't lost a game in 5 years. I think they're like 40 or 41 and 0. not 5 years, but four Olympics or something like that. I know they're about 40 and 0. So that's probably about four Olympic games. They haven't lost a game. So they're going for an unprecedented fifth gold medal on Saturday. Just unheard of. Now, one other thing is the women on Saturday and then the men on Sunday. I'm not sure exactly the times there, but you can look that up easily online. Also, some of the Olympians from Belgium have been sent home. There's a female swimmer that was just sent home today. And then there was a male, I think he was track or something like that, but he was sent home on yesterday. And both of them were sent home because they've been seen out in public drunk. So they partying a little bit too much. And the female swimmer, I think she came in fifth place the other day. And maybe that's why she went out last night, because she came in fifth place, and that was probably a downer for her. And so, you know, maybe she went out and drank a little bit too much and went back to the village, and they sent her home. And the other Olympian for Belgium that they sent home was a cyclist. He didn't medal as well, but he was caught by the Belgian media, and at like 3 o'clock in the morning or 3:30 in the morning, hardly able to walk. Just came out of a London nightclub, and he was hardly able to walk. So, you know, although you're over there and you're competing, you still have to be careful. Yeah, watch yourself when you're there. So, but that's the news that I wanted to bring. Like I said, guys, today is Free Fall Friday. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I have a caller up on the show right now from the 678 area code. The first three digits of their phone number is 544. I'm going to go ahead and put that caller up on the air right now, and let's see where we go from here. You're on the line live with Frank Williams.
How you doing? It's Dante
doing
Williams.
What's
it's Dante.
On,
what's going on, man? I'm calling to talk about Dwight Howard. What's up?
All right, do your thing.
Yeah, man. Well, Lakers, man, they just got a big man that ain't going to play until at least January or February with a bad back.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was a good trade. It was a good trade for a lot of teams, mainly the Lakers, Philly, and Denver. You got Philly getting Andrew Bynum, which is a big pickup. And I think he's going to sign an extension there because he grew up an hour away from the arena down there in Philly. So I think he's going to resign. And then down there in Denver, they got another all-star. They got Andrew Iguodala, a big pickup for them. So that's going to be a big pickup for them. So I like to trade for everybody except Orlando. They could have got a lot better, but Lakers got a good piece over there, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But they got
well,
some nice
I don't know what happened with I don't know what's going on with Orlando as far as the front office go, but they act like they didn't care if they got anything for Dwight Howard or not. They seem like they were just sitting on their hands waiting to get rid of him or something. I don't know what they were thinking down there.
Yeah, well, they got a young GM. They got a young staff down there. They just hired Jack Vaughn. He's pretty young, too. He's about 37-year-old. He's the head coach. But I like Jack Vaughn. I think he's going to do a good job down there. But this trade was definitely – they definitely could have got a lot better. But it is what it is. We'll see Dwight down there in L.A. See what he does down there with Steve Nash and Paul Gasol and Kobe Bryant and those boys, and we'll see. I don't know if they can be OKC still or not, but we'll see.
Now you say Orlando hired Jock Vaughn for their head coach?
Yes, Jock Vaughn.
You talking about Jock Vaughn, the guard that came from Kansas?
Yes, he played in Kansas. He played for the Hawks for a little minute. He played for Orlando Magic for a little minute.
Wow.
He was on the coaching staff for the Spurs with Greg Popovich. He was the assistant coach down there, so they hired him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's their new head coach.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but I like him though. He's talking good stuff. So I mean, sometimes you gotta give him a chance, and we'll see. I mean, he come from a good tree though. He come from Greg Popovich, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on, Dante. I'm still keeping you up on the line. I got another caller calling in from the 310 area code. First three digits of 528. Hey, you're on the line with Frank Williams.
Hey, what's up, Frank? How you doing, man? I'm in L.A., and I'm the man talk about the Lakers getting Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
It's
well from getting the – yeah, what's up, Frank? Mitch.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man?
I'm good, bro. How you doing? Yeah, I hear y'all talking. I'm out here in L.A. They already going bananas.
I bet.
But
like you say, he won't play till January, right?
Yeah, he's going to be rehabbed. They'll get him on the back end. They'll get him on the back end after All-Star Week in Houston. But the whole thing is this. Even with them just getting him, that doesn't make him number one. Like I said, OKC is still the Western Conference champion. Miami's still the champion. And getting Dwight Howard, they just got the second best center. They got the first best center and went from the second to the first.
Yeah. Well, I like Dwight Howard as far as rebounding, but, you know, scoring, I still think he got to work on his game a lot.
But it'll be a lot easier now. It's going to be a lot easier now because think about it like this. They said before, prior to this move to him to L.A., who was the next best player he had ever played with him?
Rashard Lewis, maybe
Richardson.
Yeah.
But he's never had anybody who really gave him a rock. Now he's got Steve Nash who can facilitate that. He's got Kobe that can create shots and pass with him. Now, he may be a liability in the fourth quarter shooting free throws. We all know that, but
yes.
Take the good with the bad on that. But I think Steve Nash was the best acquisition for the Lakers because now they got somebody who's a back-to-back MVP who can come in and score still even at 38-39. He can still give
you that
18 and 11 a night.
He can't defend me. He can't defend nobody.
You don't have to defend.
He's
gonna die me. That's
what
they got. The big boy. They got the big boy back there to defend.
He can't take care of Russell Westbrook.
It doesn't matter. They got the big boy back there. They got between him and Gasol. They still got it. They still got Twin Towers.
They do.
I'm not saying LA is gonna win. Trust me. I'm still saying Oklahoma City may have a rite of passage. They may have matured to that point where the Lakers are young, and the Lakers are old. Plus, they gotta get some bench. Okay, so you got
they got Antoine Jameson. They picked up Antoine Jameson.
Yeah, that's one. Okay, so you got to give me four others that could fill another position.
I like Jordan Hill coming out the bench for them.
Is Jordan Hill on the bench?
The big man they got.
The other big guy, he's raw. He's the raw kid they got. But like I said, they still got to get some bitch. You got to go 72 games this year, maybe. It's not a shortened season.
You're right.
You got to go 82 games. You got to go 82 games. And Oklahoma City's got bitch depth, and they're only getting better. The Lakers are old.
They are.
The young people are getting better.
They are the better team right now, so we'll see.
Folks out here, I'm losing their mind because they think, you know, they're just the second coming of Shaq in the White House.
And we'll see. He's three championships down right now, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, I just don't think Dwight Howard.
On paper is great. On paper is it's a fantastic. You've got what, over 35 years of all star players on the team?
Yeah. That's great.
That's it on paper. But when you get in between those lines.
Yes. It's about a team. It's about putting together a team. So we got to see how all those pieces are going to mesh together too. But I think the pieces are going to mesh together pretty well. I mean, they complement each other pretty good. So I don't think they're going to have no problem with chemistry.
Well, no, they shouldn't, because Kobe got 2 more years, so he got to be quiet. You got Nash, you got maybe 1 or 2 more years. You know, then you got to also remember this about Dwight Howard. This whole thing is contingent upon him re-signing. And he's not going to even entertain re-signing until the next season.
I think he'll re-sign because the Lakers can offer him the most money.
No.
The team that has you can always offer you the most money right now with the collective bargaining agreement.
That wasn't the case in Orlando.
Darren Williams stayed where he was at. He stayed in New Jersey.
But this is what I'm saying about that. The best team you could have gone to on a money deal would have been the Hawks.
Yeah.
That would have been if he was just going for the cheddar, the best one to have gone to would have been the Hawks. But since he opted to come out, I mean, he's been out here for like the last,
He's already out there in L.A. Yeah, rehabbing. So he already out there.
So it was, you know, that was a natural progression. But my thing is, he could still be one and done.
I think so
because it's of his feminine quality. He has that one feminine quality.
He got it in his closet, but I don't think the Lakers would have made that trade knowing that he was of that mindset. So
why would you not think that? Teams want to win right now.
They're taking a huge chance trading a 24-year-old big man for a 26-year-old big man that might not stay with you next year. I mean.
Well, there was no guarantee that Bynum was going to stay next year either, though. Bynum's contract is up at the end of this year as well.
But I think he's going to retire with Philly. I think he's going to retire with Philly, though. I don't think Philly would have traded for him if they knew he wasn't going to retire with him next year. And he grew up in Philly. He grew up an hour away from the arena down there.
True, but in this game, you can be one and done. Because if you can go get a championship and then let's say hypothetically that it goes to the Lakers and they win a championship, he's resigned. But if they go through a season that's not great as people out here anticipate to be, he could always opt out because there's always going to be another team. You never know, he's the best center in the league.
Oh yeah,
Dallas is waiting right now to give him some money if he wanted to come down there.
You know what I mean? If he wanted to come down there, they waiting right now. They got all the money to spend in the world. They waiting right now. But I just don't think it's gonna happen. I think he's gonna stay where he is.
I think Atlanta should have got him because they had the money.
They should have, but I mean,
they offered him the better package.
Exactly. Orlando didn't want to see him that many times. They sent him out to the Western Conference so they won't have to see him as much. I think
they made a mistake. They should have made him rehab in Atlanta, and that would have changed and give Atlanta a better chance. Because once he got out to the Lala, it was over.
That was the whole thing with all the teams is they wanted him to commit. They wanted him to come there and commit to re-signing, you know, at the end of the season. So, I don't know what all the particulars are, the facts are with everything. But, you know, like I said, I mean, we just, I mean, the only time will tell. We just got to wait and see what's going to happen. Yeah,
but on paper,
yeah,
it looks like they, on paper, it looks like a diamond.
It looks like a diamond on paper.
On paper, it looks like a diamond. We just have to wait and see.
Like you said,
that bench.
You know, I thought Steve Nash was going to go to Miami. You know, he was talking about he wanted to go to Miami, but I don't think
he
Miami could offer him enough money.
The story about Steve Nash was this, Frank, that Steve Nash actually wanted to stay closer to his family who live in
Arizona. He wanted to see
that was a logistic thing for him. In terms of commuting back and forth and seeing his family. But if he wanted a ring.
And he got more money, of course, too, though.
Pennywise, dollar foolish, you were going to go to Miami.
But they can't offer them number $3 million a year. That's all they can offer.
That's okay. Yeah. You know, Arizona, you know, taxes are high in Arizona.
That's what Ray Allen did.
In Canada.
That's what the boy Ray Allen did. He went and left me for $3 million. I offered him $6 million. He left me for $3 million. I'm a selfish man.
I don't let your ass too.
Yeah.
If I do just run around and shoot, all I do is run him down the court and just shoot jump shots.
We don't take care of him.
I could do that for $3 million, couldn't you?
I'd rather take the six million though. He's gonna be coming out the bench in Miami.
But let me ask you this, gentlemen. Do you think that he wouldn't be a greater threat coming off the bench in Miami with the arsenal of players that they have?
Of course.
Joe Johnson, because, you know, if he come to Atlanta, Johnson wasn't going to pass. Smith wasn't going to pass on the ball.
Josh Smith has to play much defense in Miami. Hey, Josh Smith thinks he's the man. Since Joe Johnson gone, he is the man on that team right now. Him and Al Horford. Al Horford, he done made a few All-Star teams, so.
Yeah, but Josh Smith.
He undersized out of position, but Josh Smith got to
really turn it up this year.
No, Frank, it's one of those situations.
He did great last year.
But I got to say this. The problem with Josh Smith got all the skill in the world, but no IQ.
Ooh, man. I just ain't never seen a left-handed shooter that can't shoot.
I'm left-handed. I can shoot, but that's not the point. The point I'm making is that he had an IQ.
Yeah, he got to pick up his game.
If he had an IQ, then his level, you can see that level go up. If he had an IQ like Scottie Pippen, let's just say that.
Well,
because physically, he's probably as gifted, but not more gifted than Scottie Pippen.
I don't think he can handle the ball like Scotty. I don't think he can work like Scotty did.
I think athletically he is as good as Scotty. Now he may not have the strongest skill set as Scotty, of course not. Right, but he doesn't have the IQ. So he's gonna have an IQ of Muggsy Bowles.
Well,
or Wes Matthews for that matter.
Yeah.
So my thing is, Alex, if you could just get him some, you know, basketball for dummies, 201.
Yeah.
That'll help out a lot because he got to be the man, but he can't. But he got to be the man. Here's the problem. How are you gonna replace that 25 points tonight that you all were getting from Joe?
That's what I'm saying.
They picked up Lou Williams.
Josh Smith
going to
average
28.
Lou Williams can get
28. Is he starting? Well, last year he came out of the bench for Philly, so I don't know what he's going to do for Atlanta. But I mean,
he's capable of getting 15 a night.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, I appreciate y'all calling in, man. I gotta run music playing. The show finished shut down, but I appreciate you guys calling in. All right, bro. Appreciate you calling.
All right, see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. All right.